Cyrus continued to campaign in the latter years of his rule. Herodotus informs us that he died while pursuing additional conquests in Central Asia. We'll spend the next few lectures studying the Persian Empire, so let's look ahead now to get a sense of how they governed their lands. A hallmark of Persian culture is that they tended to blend together aspects of other cultures, past and present. And we see this demonstrated in their art, their administration, and even their language. In general, the Persians were tolerant of local traditions, religions, and even the ruling elite. If provinces paid taxes, remained loyal, and performed whatever military services were necessary, then they were left alone by the Persian king. The local elite usually maintained high positions, and we have evidence of their cooperation in the wide variety of political organizations that were in place in the Persian Empire throughout its control of the region. The Persians were open to existing systems of agriculture, which is not surprising. They would want to use what resources were available in a province. But they were very careful to control access to water. This would help ensure that the region supplied the necessary taxes, or they would starve themselves. So it's a shift from the Assyrian method of control, which involved much more extensive use of the army, to this more passive-aggressive way of making sure that the Persians got what they wanted. There are occasions when we see the Persians, letters to the Persian king begging that the water be turned back on, basically, by one of the smaller Syrian states that had been cut off. A new system of provincial rule divided the regions of the empire into satrapies, which were assigned taxes to support both the local rulers and the empire. The satrapies were fairly large. We don't have extensive documentation from all of them, but we do get small groups of texts scattered throughout the empire. We should be cautious about using these random references that survive to us as a way to see a uniform governance of the empire. But there are certain consistencies. The king assigned a satrap, or governor, to command both the military and political aspects of a satrapy. Satraps were usually members of the Persian elite. Sometimes they belonged to the royal family. Sometimes they were local. The Greek sources portray satraps as ruling almost independently of the king, and this is probably because several Persian satraps became closely involved with Greek internal affairs. We know that satraps could adjudicate local disputes, but we're not sure that this was a universal prerogative of each satrap. They lived in a capital of the satrapy, and each one of these satrapal capitals had a treasury and also archives. So some of our evidence comes from these archives. The benefits of rule for a satrap included extensive land grants. Other Persian elites or royal favorites would also be granted land in different provinces, and some of these were quite large. We read in Xenophon, a 4th century Athenian general and author, about a raid on one of these estates that had been given to a Persian nobleman, and he was able to command a small army. In fact, he even had a little cavalry that could come out and defend his estates from raiders. This particular Persian landowner was able to work with a neighboring landowner. And so we see that this is almost a feudal way of protecting an estate. But it is private. It's not using the resources of the state. These are private armies.